Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, we've been talking this morning about going abroad to get your teeth done. Is this something you've considered? Have you spoken to friends about it and family? Do you want to do it? Michael was on before 10 and he said he had a great experience. Dr. Vanessa Craven, she's on the line now and she's a dentist and co-founder of Spotlight Oral Care. And she's a thing or two to say about going abroad to get your teeth done. Dr. Vanessa Craven, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you keeping?
I'm good. We were talking in Newsy Bits about turkey teeth. This thing people are calling your teeth when you have huge problems. You go abroad to places like Turkey. You come back, there's problems. Then you go to your local dentist and they can't seem to fix it and so on and so forth. Mixed response from texters coming in. Some people have been abroad and had a good experience so far. But have you dealt with people who have gone abroad to get their teeth done, and what's your experience been?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, like, we have to acknowledge that people can go abroad and get amazing experiences, and that's great and that's fantastic. But we do see an awful lot of people coming back with less than ideal treatments, but also pain and problems long term. And what I mean by that is it might be fine for a year or two, and then all of a sudden things start to flare up. And that's really where you need your local dentist or someone that you can have contact with, that you can go back and get an issue fixed if there is one.
Okay. How invasive is this kind of dental work people are getting done abroad?
Like, I know I was chatting to your producer and she was talking to me about the case on TikTok where there's a woman, Terry, going around and she said she spent over £4,000 on teeth. On having crowns and treatments done in Turkey, and she had a lot of long-term pain and problems after. And I always say the reality of the fact is that no one is going abroad and spending small money. You know, £4,000 is a significant spend and investment on your oral health and on your teeth. So it's not that it's super, super cheap. You're still spending an awful lot of money to have work done abroad, and you may have long-term consequences from it.
Okay, I hear a lot of people getting veneers. Has this become increasingly more popular, do you think? I mean, do you see many young people getting veneers done?
I think there has been such a rise of cosmetic treatments in dentistry, I think because of like everything we live in these days, social media, Instagram, whatnot. And I think a lot of people think that the only way that they can get beautiful white teeth is veneers. And that's why they might elect to go abroad if it's, you know, somewhat cheaper. But actually, I think if you have a chat with your local dentist, there are so many options these days that are actually a lot more cost effective and affordable, much, much more conservative, and might be better for your teeth long term. I know that there's been a huge rise in composite bonding, which is an amazing alternative to porcelain veneers. They're so much cheaper. They're much, much more conservative. And especially if you're young, you know, a really, really nice option if you want to fill out the teeth or if you have a little chip or here or there. The other really, really nice option for anyone at any age is straightening the teeth. So be it with traditional metal braces or Invisalign clear braces. A really, really nice option and can really lift the smile and rejuvenate the smile. And actually a lot more cost effective and affordable than veneers, even going abroad.
Yeah, I had the brace is done quite recently. It gave me a lisp for a couple of weeks, but after that there was no pain. I mean, I have a bar now, but it's I'm very happy with it. But it's like you do your research here, and I was a lot more comfortable having it done here. But can you explain why is dental work so expensive here?
That's a great question, and I think a lot of what has to do is what type of dental treatment you're getting done here. So I always say, you know, even my own patients in my practice or on Spotlight's page, you know, really invest in your at-home regime, because I think that if you use proper products, and what I mean by that is use fluoride-based toothpaste, you know, invest in your sonic toothbrush, invest in your cleanings with your hygienist every 6 months, they're all, when we speak about it, relatively inexpensive, but make a huge difference to the cost of how much you're going to spend in your dentistry long term. I think what happens is when dentistry gets expensive is when we start going down the route of root canals, crowns, implants. And yeah, they can be expensive. They can be expensive because of the time it takes to do the treatments, the actual, the dental materials themselves. So it's a very expensive treatment to do. And it also, it takes a lot of, it's a lot of, you know, substantial amount of investment and time from the clinic, the dentist, but also the patient. So I always say, if you can at all invest in your earlier, in your, you know, brushing your teeth twice a day, using fluoride-based toothpaste, using a sonic toothbrush makes a game changer, floss your teeth. They all make a huge difference long term and hopefully would stop you needing expensive treatments.
But it's interesting you talked about bonding there, because I recently met someone who had it done, you know, because veneers, like you said, are so popular, but there are alternatives. You know, straighten your teeth, bond, like just go. Is your local dentist or your regular dentist the place to go to, or do certain dentists specialise in the cosmetic stuff?
Certain dentists do have a favourite, like, you know, prefer to do cosmetic work. But I would definitely start with your local dentist, because
start
they'll be able to guide you. Any dentist that your family or friends recommend, you know, is always a really, really good starting place. And they can help you make those decisions. And what I often say is, some people think that veneers are their only option. But, you know, straightening the teeth and a little bit of composite bonding can be an amazing result, super conservative long term. And what I mean by that is that you're not damaging the tooth.
Yeah.
So you've loads of options that you can do further and further down the line. And you're not resorting initially straight off the bat to veneers, which can be a little bit more destructive, particularly if you go abroad.
Amazing. Dr. Vanessa Craven, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show. That is Dr. Vanessa Craven, dentist and co-founder of Spotlight Oral Care. We'll be right back.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.